There's matches in the bathroom just below the stairs.
Born on this day back in 1940, John Lennon from a little band you might know called The Beatles. And yeah, I could have chosen any number of Beatles songs, chosen from dozens of them. But we go to John Lennon's solo catalog for Nobody Told Me. Lennon, of course, killed in New York in 1980. Mark David Chapman, the gunman. Lennon, born on this day in 1940. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. You know, of course, when I sit in, we do delve back into the world of music. Birthdays, anniversaries, number ones, music knowledge. Because I got to tell you, I love music, and it's a big part of who I am and my passion. And so share a bit with that when I fill in for you here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. Again, I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, and also teach in the journalism department as well. Talk with Stephen Moore in a bit. Dr. Adam Carrington also coming up this hour. Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy. You know, he has some, he says he has some regrets about sharing his pancreatic cancer diagnosis. It's kind of there's nothing happy about this, except, you know, it looked like he was in good shape for a while and then chemotherapy needed again. But an interview yesterday, he said, quote, "There are moments when I have some regrets about having gone public with this diagnosis because there's a little too much of Alex Trebek out there, and I regret that." He said, "To be the inspiration for a lot of other people makes me feel good, but it does place a responsibility on me that I feel I'm not deserving of." Kind of explaining that people are kind of placing kind of their hopes and dreams, not dreams, but, you know, their hopes in him and on him, that if he can make it, then they can make it, and those sorts of things. And it's might be a little much for him when he's trying to take care of his own medical issues. Trebek discussed his mental and emotional state following an unexpected setback in his treatment, as well as the physical trials and limitations the illness and medical procedures continue to inflict. He said that an update on his treatment, which has switched from immunotherapy that didn't do diddly squat, that's an exact Trebek quote, back to chemotherapy, which had previously caused some of his tumors to shrink by more than 50%. He said he lost a lot of weight, back on the chemo now, see if the numbers go down. Trebek said he's not afraid of dying. He did express concerns the side effects might one day prevent him from hosting Jeopardy. For now, though, he said he could suck it up when it's time to film the show, no matter how weak he may feel on the inside. Quote, "I will keep doing it as long as my skills do not diminish, and they have started to diminish," he said. "The chemo has caused sores inside of my mouth that makes it difficult for me to speak and enunciate properly. I notice those things, and I'm sure there are observant members of the television audience who know this also, but they're forgiving." So he says he'll keep doing it as long as he possibly can. And we did have that brief burst of good news about the pancreatic cancer. The cancer is a stubborn fighter. And Trebek is too. I don't mean to imply that he's not, but that cancer threat always sort of hangs around. We'll see. Good luck. Best of luck to Alex Trebek in the fight. I look forward to watching him on Jeopardy for many years to come. My son loves Jeopardy. We go through little phases. Sometimes we watch Wheel of Fortune each night. Sometimes we watch Jeopardy each night. Right now, he's at a big American Ninja Warrior kick. So we do a lot of American Ninja Warrior, but we'll be back in Jeopardy soon. And I, of course, Trebek, an institution, 30-plus years of hosting Jeopardy. My goodness. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick thing here. You guys know Nick Bosa, a player for the San Francisco 49ers. Joey Bosa's brother. He's a player for the Chargers. But Nick Bosa had a big sack on Baker Mayfield on Monday and did this flag-planting sack celebration because of some college beef he had with Baker Mayfield. There's a story at cleveland.com, which is the Cleveland source. And the headline on this says, Nick Bosa's pro-Trump racist pass comes up again after Monday Night Football. What this means is it is just an excuse for this writer, Troy Smith, at cleveland.com, to repeat a bunch of invective against Nick Bosa. That's all this is. 49ers defender Nick Bosa, the toast of the league after a Monday night game that saw him torment the Browns' Baker Mayfield. This is the third paragraph. While fans were praising Bosa on social media for the play, others were bringing up his troubled past. In the days leading up to this year's NFL draft, Bosa was the subject of controversy when he deleted past tweets supporting President Trump. That makes him bad, you see, that he may have supported President Trump. The next paragraph, Bosa also posted tweets calling Colin Kaepernick a clown, Beyonce's music trash, and labeled Black Panther the worst Marvel movie. That, I guess, makes him racist. Critics of Bosa were quick to bring up his past as the defensive end was being praised for his performance on Monday night. This is such a ridiculous story that I can hardly, of course, I can believe because of the environment, but that it was actually, well, not printed, but put in, that was published, cleveland.com. There is no new news. There is nothing happening other than an excuse for this writer to bring up old tweets, which is like the laziest, worst form of journalism, right? Nick Bosa has a great night. Hey, remember that time he deleted some tweets that said he liked President Trump? And, well, that makes him bad, you know, because people who like President Trump, we don't like them very much. It's just amazing. People wonder why voters, Americans, are so suspect of so much of what the media has to offer. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.